Jason Aldean, Bear Country 95.3, 751, and sunny here in Greenfield, 39, going up to 67 today. Going to check in with Mick now. Mick in his bright red shirt from Montague Webworks in the Bear Country studios. You wear red because it's Bear Country,
it's
right?
It's fire engine red. I met someone from a fire department yesterday about a website, so I just said, I'll just wear the shirt again.
Oh, nice little connection there, Mick. Good job.
See, I'm out there in the field.
Coming up this Saturday, an important event here in Greenfield. In fact, it happens all the way up and down the Connecticut River and the Green River.
And the Deerfield River.
Thanks, Mick. It's the big river cleanup, and it happens every year. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Yes, we talked about the Connecticut Watershed Council's website.
Right, and this event was listed there. It's an important event, Mick. I know it's important for you. You live along the river as well.
Yep.
So I know there's a spot online where you can get more information about this event on Saturday.
That's right. Well, last year, in anticipation of going out and pulling stuff out of the river, I decided to build a little website app to see if I could mark virtually on a Google map where the trash was in the river. And so I
come to find out it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Unfortunately.
Man, it is really everywhere. And no matter how often you clean it up, stuff still gets in there. But it's a good thing. Otherwise, it would just all pile up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I bought the domain name rivercleanup.us. And there's a forum there you can go if you go out into the Green River. I could set it more for other rivers, but I just did it for this one as a test. And,
right, because you're along the Green River.
I'm right along the Green River, and it works. And so there's a page in there that says about the cleanup, and there's a link down to the DeerfieldRiver.org website as well. So you've got the Connecticut River Watershed and the DeerfieldRiver.org and RiverCleanup.us if you're interested in finding out more about the cleanup on.
Yeah, well, promote this Saturday's event. Give us the basics about it.
So you meet at the Green River Swimming Pool.
What time?
At 9 o'clock. And David Bowles is there, and there's a lot of people. They've got donuts and coffee set up and bags and a lot of the equipment that you're going to need, gloves. So they sort of outfit you with most of what you'll need. You'll have to bring your own shovels and stuff if you want to really dig stuff out of the riverbank. They don't supply the shovels and pitchforks and all that. But you get your marching orders. You pick a section of the river. They give you some paper, and they group you up into other people, and then you go out to your section of the river.
Is there one big part of the river that we're trying to get a big piece of trash out of this one big part of the river? Usually, from what I understand, there's a big project each year.
Last year was my first year, and I wasn't aware of it, so that could be. This year, it might be the big tire dump. Who knows?
A lot of people have been talking about that.
Yeah. And the owner, saying, hey, people discover it every year, and just leave it alone.
So what's the most bizarre item that you picked out of the river last year?
Oh, my God. Well, if you go to rivercleanup.us and there's a photo gallery there, there's two things. One was this giant red barrel that everyone's like, no, we'll just leave it. It's going to be too hard. It took us 15 minutes to get out, so that wasn't
giant
so bad.
Giant red barrel. Anything in that red barrel?
Just sand and dirt. It had been in there for a while. But the most bizarre thing, or the hardest thing that it took for us to get out, was this giant piece of tarp, and it was like roofing tarp. It was like 1/8 inch thick, like sort of really... like black rubber kind of stuff, and it was folded up 4 or 5 times and just jammed into the bank. And it took us probably an hour and a half, two hours to pull this one piece out. But we pulled it out, and we're like, yes, that was a major
thing. We can do anything,
exactly. But it was a major feeling of accomplishment. We're like, we're doing something good.
That website one more time, please.
Rivercleanup.us.
And remember that Mick from Montague Webworks, on a part of our 30% off store, he mentioned creating that one page, but he also obviously creates websites for local businesses and individuals, and he can create your website at a 30% discount because Mick and Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store over at bear953.com.